President Commissioner, Mr. Dedi Pasala, the Board of Directors of JFX, Sherman Krishna, and Bihar Wibowa, the President Commissioner and President Director of ICDX, Mr. Fedi Mijaja and Miguel Mijaja, the Board of Directors of KPI, Mr. Tris Sudatu and Mr. Siyotno, and the President Director of ISS, Mr. Nusala. So, welcome, gentlemen. And also, a very warm welcome to all our AFM colleagues and, I'm sure, new friends by the end of the 2 days that we'll be spending around the conference table. And certainly, we look forward to the time together. My name is Chris Sturgis. For those of you who don't know, I'm the outgoing chairman of the Association of Futures Market and also head of the Commodities Market at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So if that accent is strange, it's a South African accent, for those of you who don't know. I think our president, Alan Ritzhausen, certainly regrets not being able to join us. He really very much wanted to come through, but unfortunately with other commitments could not come through. And I asked him just to send us some words, since he's been our leader for many years now, and I really just wanted to read what he sent through. First of all, and I quote, "First of all, I want to apologize to my AFM friends, the hosting exchanges, participants, Christina, Reka, and the board that I could not make it in time. As most of the people know, I'm very committed to the association, and in my opinion, the AFM conferences are the best out there." I'm going to second that. Good subjects, panel discussions, good interactions, and the AFM having no members but rather friends. Always a good program with serious topics and a good social program to go with it. Which brings AFM friends closer each time we meet. So, thank you again, and apologies that Alan didn't join us. Indeed, the association cherishes the fact that it is a conference where we do not go for hundreds and hundreds of people. I think we like to keep the conference small and try and max the numbers at 120 people. Why? Just allows for more robust discussion. Allows an opportunity for the audience, as we've seen over the years, the opportunity to ask questions, debate things, and therefore I encourage you over the next 2 days, keep the sessions as interactive, and I'm sure I can see many faces will be posing challenging questions to the panelists. So I guess all I implore is make sure you provide an honest reply to those questions. To our host exchanges, ICDX and JFX, certainly thank you very, very much for your time, your commitment. It is no easy task putting together a conference, and it takes a lot of effort. So as we've seen hosting last year's conference, I certainly appreciate all the work that's gone into this. In terms of last night's dinner, thank you very, very much. It was an excellent dinner, also a good opportunity for some of the participants to see the rest of Bali and not just this particular area. The golf, thank you for golf. It was a beautiful course. Not necessarily my game was as beautiful, but and there's many witnesses in the room who are going to testify to that, so I'm just going to say it was a really fun day out. Thank you for that. And I can see a lot of people didn't have any sunblock on when they were playing. Just something that's certainly a tradition that within AFM is that the host exchange from the previous year really would like to just pass on the gift to the hosts of this year, and therefore from the JSC point of view we would certainly like to present just a small token of our gratitude to both the Jakarta Futures Exchange and ICDX. So if I could call forward Shum and Megan just to quickly receive something. Thank you.
I'm just going to speak up loud. What you brought is a bell, and we thought since we're all in the exchange business, I hope this bell just keeps on ringing for you.
Thank you.
And then, since we all prefer bull markets versus bear markets, we've got a bull head on this market. Thank you very much. Since we're in the room,
room to Mark, don't only like bull markets, we like markets go up and down often. And then a special thank you again to Christina. I know Reka couldn't join us. You certainly do all the work behind the scenes, and I know even last night we were commenting the hours that emails get sent back and forth. We know that you're working a very long day. So thank you again for your passion for the association and certainly all the work that you've done. To my fellow board members, Alan and Otto, unfortunately couldn't join us. Carol, I know you're here representing. Sophia, thank you for that. And then to Paul, thank you again for the work that we put in for the last year. And certainly it's been great working with you and an honour to get to know everyone a bit better. In terms of the thank yous for the sponsors, you can see everyone has put some money into this conference. I will certainly be mentioning their name as the conference progresses. Just a quick note around AFM, the Association of Futures Markets. We have 27 members. And after the AGM this afternoon, which I'm sure we're going to get a great turnout, because it is raining outside, if you haven't looked. Okay, that was a small lie. We hope to increase to 29 members. And certainly good to see that the association continues growing through these tough times. We also remember that the AFM belongs to you in the audience, the members out there, and therefore your commitment and participation in this conference is really valuable and adds at the end of each day. As Alan had indicated, AFM had no members but rather good friends. Enjoy the conference, enjoy the time together, and keep the AFM tradition alive. Thank you very much. I would now like to hand over to Megan Mujaja just to say a few opening words on behalf of ICDX. Okay.
Good morning, Selamat Pagi. Selamat Pagi means good morning in my language. And we are very pleased to see every one of you here. Your Honorable Minister of Trade of Indonesia, Muhammad Lutfi, we're very grateful that you're here. The head of Commodity Futures Trading Regulatory Agency, Sterno Indy, Chairman and Board of AFMs, and most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, to every one of you here. 6 years ago, we first attended the first AFM in Bangkok. Back then, ICDX was non-existent. We didn't even have a license. And it was such a great event back in Bangkok because the topic was very particular on how to build an exchange. And during that year, we met many great people, and some of them actually becoming our mentors. We from ICDX believe that AFM is such a great platform for exchanging ideas, or even knowledge sharings, benchmarking our positions in the market, and getting the latest industry updates, and most importantly, meeting many great leaders in their own rights and insights from the industry, be it from Europe or from US and from other countries. And the thing that we really like about AFM is the lively discussions, straightforward, being honest to yourself, and no agendas. In fact, I just made a joke with one of our colleagues that, you know what, paying AFM membership fees maybe it's much lower than if you were to pay consultants. As the next chairman of AFM, I would like to encourage every one of us here to really keep the spirit, keep the traditions that have been going on for 17 years. And the positioning of AFM is such that this is a very great platform for people to connect from the same industry and getting the industry right in the right track. Without a doubt, this event is such a great event, and I told my chairman and the shareholders that we need to join AFM. So, when I attended AFM for the past few years, and back in Taiwan 3 years ago, I said to myself, we need to become the host for this event. This is such a great event, and people would love to see Bali. So, on the bus, I was talking to Christina, saying, Christina, when is going to be the next AFM? Well, the next one is going to be Joburg. But after that, we're still deciding between Singapore or Indonesia. So I said, you know what? Let's go to Indonesia. See my country. See the opportunity, the immense opportunity that we have over here. And for that reason, I would like to thank the chairman, also the board of AFM, to give us the trust and the confidence to have the conference here in Indonesia. And I would like to thank JFX as well, Jakarta Futures Exchange, who has committed to become our co-host as well for this event. Also, I'd like to thank you for BAPEPTI or COFTRA, Collective Futures and Trading Regulatory Agencies, because you can see all of the directors are all here, all the heads are here, present with us. And also thank you to Pak Menteri, Honorable Minister of Trade Indonesia, for his attendance, and we really look forward to your keynote speech. And lastly, to every one of you who has made the effort, I know that flying from Europe here takes you about 14, 15 hours plus, to come to our country, a beautiful country here. And we hope you enjoy your stay here and the fellowship that we have together. And lastly, if we make any mistakes or if we don't meet any expectations, we sincerely apologize for that. Once again, thank you very much. Thank you again for this. Warm words. If I can call up the Honourable Minister, please, we appreciate your attendance. And thank you.
Jakarta and Tokyo, It means the flight from Narita Airport in Tokyo will arrive earlier in Jakarta than the one left leave from east to west of Indonesia. On top of that, 17,000 islands, 2 million square kilometers of land, 5.8 million square meters of sea mass, 300 languages, different language. If you go from Jakarta 60 kilometers to the west, they speak different language. You go another 100 kilometers, they speak another language. You go 5 kilometers to another island, different languages, and yet we speak one language. And if you tell me that we're clumsy, you know, have fun manage this country. And they say that, you know, our democracy more likely close to be synonymous with like demo crazy. People told me that the largest democracy in the world is India. I categorically deny that. Second largest democracy in the world is the United States. I categorically deny that as well. Why? In India, the Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is voted by 500 parliament members in New Delhi. In the United States, President Obama was voted by 58 million people in 2012. In 2009, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, my president, was voted by 73 directly elected by Indonesian people. So that has to be the largest democracy in the world. It comes with a lot of baggage to democracy. You know, you gotta do eminent domain, it's very difficult to do infrastructures, it's very painful sometimes, you know, to do what government needs to do. But also at the same time, this is the fundamental character of middle class. Middle class has the right to choose. And this is what we have right now. Very dynamic, and now the leaders of Indonesia needs to do what is right for the country. Because at the end of the day, democracy is, in a sense, is delivering prosperity for the people. That's why I'm going to look whatever AFM and JFM and ICDX doing right now is undervalued. Let me tell you what's going on. Indonesia, as a production center of agricultural products, we are number one in the world. But 28 million tons of crude palm oil. We are the third largest producer in the world for rice, 35 million tons. The only problem, we eat them all. We are number three in coffee, we are number three in cocoa, we are number four in cereal, we are number eight in tea, and we are number nine in fruits. Problem, we eat them all. So you don't see Indonesian mangoes or grapes, because between pick and digestion, it only can stand about 6 weeks. And Thai mango can stand about 4 months, actually. So, you know, you'll see this upside. For commodities, we are number two in tin, about 84,000 tons. I was with somebody from the tin industry just now this morning. We are number two in nickel, number five in coal, number seven in gold, number five in copper, and we are the tenth largest producer of natural gas. And if you look at that, and look at my export number in 2012, because it's a round number, it's $200 billion. Half of those, we sell as basic commodity. So it's not no further process in that things. So this is something that we have commitment to do more in the future. And the third part of Indonesia, why it will be great one day, because we have a very young and dynamic, what they call a demographic bonus. Half of our people right now is at the age of under 30 years old. So we don't see aging society until at least 2050. And if you look at this middle class, Indonesia has a gigantic number as well. The number that spent about $2 to $4 a day had gone from 37 million in 1999 and almost 70 million people in 2009. But I would like to show you the number that spent, not earned, spent $10 to $20 a day had gone about 500% from 400,000 people to about 2.25 million people. this is the size of Singapore itself. So the number is very important, is the $3,000 to $5,000 per capita. Because they said $3,000 will buy a new, a second television in the household, and when you reach $5,000, that's when you have a first car in the household. So if you come to Jakarta, if you go to Jakarta, the traffic is unbelievable. It's a mismanaged growth with an average speed of 7 kilometers an hour in the city of Jakarta. Ah, we only have 9 million people in Jakarta at 2 o'clock in the morning. We have 14 million people during work days, work hours. So this is a mismanaged growth. But then again, you can see the robust of the country. In the summer of 2013, I had to deliver a speech that what's the defining moment as part of the younger generations of Indonesia. So I said the graph or the chart given by Citicorp. Citicorp wrote that in 2040, Indonesia's economy with around $20 trillion will stand to be the fourth largest economy in the world. And in 2050, I hope I still can see that, you know, with $45 trillion, global will be number four largest economy in the world. And Japan will be like number eight. And, you know, countries like Germany is way somewhere. So to say the least, this is will be the next growth of the world. Indonesia will promise, you know, with its democracy, will create a transparent, dynamic, smart government in order to match with the growing of middle class. Also, democracy will create prosperity, and also prosperity will create its people to be a very good and quality one. And therefore, I would like to congratulate AFM for its conference here in Bali. Please enjoy. Don't be so serious. This is a place where you should eat more, drink more, and do it more. I thank you.
We're just presenting something on behalf of AFM. Boss, I know there's a couple of hungry, so we are going to be hungry soon. After our big breakfast, we just need to...